Blog Talk Radio.
Of all the misfortune
adversity and danger in the world, Lord. There will be people exulting from one end to the earth to the other. People trusting in you and sure of victory through the great grace you've given to answer our prayers. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, let's get into some music.
I'd like to meet you here. ancient stone that countless feet have trod. Sun shines on Jerusalem, and Jacob wrestled God. On a spinning makeshift Ferris wheel, the children laugh and play. And bullet holes scar the walls around the Zion Gate. We are here, hear our call. Let it thunder like a drum through heaven's hall. We are here, we are one, crying peace, oh peace, Jerusalem, crying to our God who bottles every tear. We are here. History's page, this theater of grace. An old man feels the hand of God as the wind touches his face. In vivid barbed wire memories, he sees his love again. Her tears are tattooed on his soul like the numbers on his skin. We are here. Lightning cuts the eastern sky as night gives into dawn. The devil's screaming in the courts of the kings of Babylon. And aching for that glorious day, all creation groans. When justice has its perfect hour and love will take his throne. Awake.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad everybody enjoyed the music. Well, let's get into the message for tonight. Okay? It's the authority of King Jesus. We have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. The Son of God and man loves you more deeply than you can fathom. He prays for you that you might walk in the abundant life his death affords you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse into the desire for all those who would believe in him. As we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer this week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. In John chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, marks the beginning of one of the most powerful passages in all the scriptures. Jesus prays to the Father and says, Father, in the hour has come, glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. Jesus knows this time on earth is coming to a close. He knows that he must sacrifice his life so that the door to restore relationship with the Father will be flung open to all who will put their faith in him. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 and 20 says, what good news is it that the Father has given the Son authority over all flesh? You and I serve for the one true King of all mankind. Jesus is King of all the earth, and our King is one who would ask the Father to send him to die that we might live. Our King who has done his life for us, who have done nothing to deserve his kindness. So here is the image of the invisible God, the first firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones of dominion and rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And in he is before all things, and him all things hold together. And as he is the head of the body of the church, he is the firstborn from the dead, that everything may be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile himself with all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And later Paul writes in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15, and you who were dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, have made it alive together with him, having forgiven all of his trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with his legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. So what does it mean for us today to serve the High King in whom all authority and kindness dwells? What would life look like if we would submit ourselves to his authority completely? All of creation answer his name, and all humanity will one day bow down before him. But what would your life look like if you made the decision today to willfully lay down your life in preference to his lordship? What would it look like to crown him as king of your plans, efforts, emotions, relationships, finances, past, present, and future? You were not created to be the king of your own life. You were not created to bear the burden of doing life apart from the lordship of Jesus Christ. And you will never know true peace, joy, purpose, and love until you submit all you are to all God is. So take him in guided prayer to meditate on the authority and the power of Jesus. Thank you for his love and sacrifice and crown him king of your life today. Meditate on the authority and the power of Jesus. Allow scripture to call you to a lifestyle of obedience and worship. Revelation chapter 19, verse 16, and on his robe, on his side was his name written, King of Jesus, Lord of Lords. So thank Jesus for his sacrifice. Reflect on the depth of God's grace and power as demonstrated by the sacrifice of Jesus. God considers restored relationship with you with the death of his perfect only Son. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his Son, whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Crown Jesus as Lord of your life. commit to surrendering everything to Him today. Hand over control of your plans, relationships, finances, emotions, and the one who will guide you daily into the abundant life He had died to give you. John chapter 10, verse 10, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks and directs his steps. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So take authority over your own life is to pluck yourself out of a life filled with the unmanageable graces of God. God will not bless which is not His will. He waits patiently day after day for us to simply choose to submit ourselves to Him and follow. He longs for the day when we will stop submitting to our own pride, yield ourselves to Him, and discover the wealth of life available to us in Him alone. So may you have the courage and you must surrender to God and follow Him today. I highly suggest that you read Colossians chapter 3, and it brings devotional more into light. Amen. And now let's get into a more important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down that long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? If you suffer from anxiety or depression, or you suffer from something much worse, such as addiction to alcohol, okay, or drugs, or pornographic material, or maybe gambling or overeating, whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away, but all you have to do is believe in Him and ask Him to come into your life. So are you willing to do this tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome we would like to welcome you into the family of God and say, may the Lord bless you and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, we got some callers. I'm going to take them. Okay, let's start out with the one that's been holding the hold the longest. It's 720. Hey, 720, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Ken. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Paulie.
Hey, just wanted to wish you and Tony a Merry Christmas. I don't know if you're celebrating Hanukkah or Christmas or both or whatever. But, yeah, just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. I know I haven't talked in a while. And I've been ousted out of the group, so that's okay. I ain't got time for that shit. But, yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Paulie. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. So what you been up to, man? I haven't seen too many shows. I still listen to you.
Yeah. I just took some time off. I wasn't feeling well, and Okay, and decided to do a show tonight because it's Christmas time and it's time of year.
Did you guys get the bug or the stealth?
No, it's just one feeling well.
Wasn't feeling well? Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, man. You really bring the podcast to podcasts when you're on the air. But what are you guys doing for Christmas?
Oh, we're going to be making tamales tomorrow night.
Red or green?
Green.
Green? I got a pretty good recipe for red I can send you. You just get, those dried chili pods, those big ones?
Yeah.
You get those, get about eight of them, get eight Roma tomatoes, and then, an onion, some garlic. You boil it and then blend it down, and then you can add that to your tamale and whatever meat. It's a bomb, man. It's a good recipe.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. But who else we got on the line?
I don't know. Let's find out. We got a 111 caller.
Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Oki, Ken.
Hey, how you doing, Oki?
Well, I'm doing good. I was surprised to see you on air, I thought you had died or something.
No, I didn't die. I was just taking some time off.
Yeah.
Wasn't feeling well.
Ken, feeling well? Oh, sorry, man.
Oh, you're good. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask Ken, are you going to be on that brain injury radio on Friday?
Not this Friday. It's going to be next Friday.
Oh, it's going to be next Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I never heard of brain injury radio, so it's good to have other radio stations listening in. Okay, brain injury radio is going to be next Friday, and I'm going to be a guest.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Oki. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you're fine. Ken, you sound distracted tonight. I noticed, you were pausing a lot, when you were trying to give your sermon. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. I was just trying to catch
Have you had one
breath.
Of these brain injuries?
Huh?
Did you have a brain injury or something?
No, I didn't have a brain injury, no.
But you are going to be on Brain Injury Radio.
Yeah.
But no brain injury.
No brain injury.
Okay, then. Okay.
He was talking about PTSD, Ken. Did you ever suffer any PTSD?
No, not really. I didn't really suffer PTSD, but I have counseled people with PTSD.
Oh, yeah. What's the best coping mechanism or method? What do you recommend?
Well, when things start getting to you, okay, try to figure out the things, and take yourself away from the feeling of stress.
That's a good method. I mean,
yeah.
Take your mind elsewhere. And you were in the military. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
Oh, I was just going to say, that is a good strategy, Ken. I've heard, rape victims use that a lot, too. Is that where you discovered that technique?
Say that again. I couldn't hear exactly what you said.
Oh, I was just saying, you said pretend like you're not there, right, Try not to think about the bad things going on with PTSD. So I figured, I know that's a strategy that rape victims use and whatnot. Is that where you came up with that?
Well, no, I've noticed that when I would get stressed out, okay, if I tried to think about other things, okay, trying to think about pleasant things, okay, that my stress would go away.
Hey, man.
Hey, Ken, you know, like I don't know, while you're on there, maybe you should mention this, like, you know, every hardship that you go through is an opportunity to make yourself stronger, you know, and then look at it like that versus, you know, the negativity. But, I mean, you've been in war, right?
No, I haven't been in war.
Have you been deployed?
I've been deployed.
I'm not pressing you to troll you. I'm just asking. I haven't
been in war.
Where were you deployed at?
I was deployed to Germany, Korea.
Oh, what's Germany like?
Oh, it's nice.
So where did you go to any of the World War II history sites? Or?
Yeah, I went to quite a few. Yeah.
And you were a boxer, right?
Yeah, I boxed.
Did you box in Germany or?
I boxed basically in the States. Okay, when I was in the States. But
what's your record?
Not bad at all, really. Okay, as far as amateur bouts go, okay, I had 247 amateur bouts, okay, and
247. Wow.
And I lost three.
You lost three.
I lost three.
Was that like local or is that professional or?
No, it's amateur.
Oh, it was amateur. What did you go by, if you don't mind me asking?
Bam Bam.
Big Bam Fishman? Oh, Bam Bam. That's awesome.
Wow. Ken, that's that record's, you know, better than any I've ever heard before. You should have gone professional.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
264? And you only lost three? What happened? What happened in the fights where you lost? Who was coaching you? Who was in your corner?
I just had my buddies in the corner. Okay.
Oh yeah. Was Tony there or?
No, Tony wasn't around.
Oh, all right. That's before you met Tony.
Yeah.
Did you ever get into altercation with Tony?
No.
You have?
No. No.
No? Or yeah?
Were those the three losses?
I never have.
Never have? Well, it's good. It's good you have a good relationship with Tony. That you know, when you're living with someone, that stuff's important.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're going on 18 years.
18 years? Are you guys going to tie the knot?
No. No.
No?
No, we're just going on 18 years.
Well,
if
you do, Ken, make sure you get a prenup, because you don't want them to take God's way about ministry.
Jeez, Ken, I was looking at boxing records, and, you know, your record is better than Floyd Mayweather or Rocky Marciano or...
Yeah,
it is, actually. I'm looking at it. That's crazy. Like, you were better than Ali or any of them.
No, I wasn't better than all those guys. Those guys were great in their own accord. Okay, I was just amateur bouts. Okay,
Ken,
three rounds, Okay?
This is not the time for modesty. You've had almost 300 fights, and you've only lost 3 of them. That's insane.
Yeah, that's
how many years,
nuts, man.
Oh.
I
how many years did you box for,
man? To fight you.
Ken,
yeah.
How many years did you box for?
Total 6 years.
You had 240 fights in 6 years?
Yep.
Who was your toughest opponent? The biggest name?
I mean, I ain't got no big namers. I didn't fight anybody big named. Okay, they were just regular Joes.
I know it's amateur, but there's got to be somebody that you boxed that was, kind of above the rest. Who was your toughest fight? You got to remember that. What's the name? I want to see if I can look it up.
Joe Lewis?
Maybe they got VHS footage.
No,
who was your favorite boxer growing up?
I didn't fight anybody famous.
But who was your favorite boxer growing up?
I liked Muhammad Ali. Okay.
George Foreman and.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman. Okay, all those guys back then. Okay.
Wow. So Ken, you had just doing the math off the top of my head, you had a boxing match pretty much every single week. How did you find time to be in the military and become a minister and everything else and practice your boxing? That's pretty crazy.
This is just one of those things that I just did. Okay.
Gotta keep your mind going.
Because I like the box, you know. And, it was just one of those type of things that was good, you know. Okay, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Did you ever kill anybody in the ring, Ken?
No. No.
Did you ever KO anybody?
I've got plenty of knockouts. Okay, I got plenty of knockouts.
How many knockouts have you had?
Probably about 45.
45? Wow.
Yeah.
That's better than Ali as well.
Huh?
Damn. 45 and you weren't pro?
No.
What was your weight class, Ken?
Welterweight,
jeez.
He could have hung with Floyd there.
Yeah, well, now she would have killed him.
He would have killed Floyd. Ken, why don't you get back in the boxing?
It's not
too late to get back in the ring, Ken.
Floyd was well in his time. He did a great job.
Floyd's a defensive expert, but if you're dropping 45 knockouts, that's insane, dude.
Jesus. That's pretty awesome.
I look up to that, Ken. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You must have built a fortune, that many boxing matches.
I just had a good time in the ring.
Well,
but you got paid, didn't
fight?
You?
Huh?
You got paid, didn't you?
No, it was amateur. I didn't get paid.
Oh.
Who was your toughest fight? What was the name of the guy?
One of my toughest fights I ever had, his name was Leroy Watt.
Leroy Watt?
Leroy Watt.
W-A-T-T? Let's see.
What?
You said Leroy Watt, W-A-T-T?
Watkins.
Oh, Watkins, my bad. Oh, wow. Yeah, I just found him. He's a boxer. Wow. Out of Brookline, Massachusetts.
So, Ken, what are you getting Tony for Christmas?
I don't know. Okay? He hasn't told me what he wanted yet.
Get him a, well, no, that wouldn't work. I was going to say, get him a flashlight.
Yeah, I already did that.
A flashlight?
What is it? Are you using that webcam I got you?
Yeah.
Are you doing YouTube shows yet, man? I've been waiting for you to share the link. I hit you up on Facebook.
No, I haven't been doing any YouTube shows. Okay.
What about Twitch?
I just can't figure YouTube out.
Well, what about this, Ken? Could we organize a Zoom call for anybody who donates $4.81 to your ministry?
I'm not taking any more.
And have a live show.
I'm not gonna take any more donations.
Well, you're on food stamps, right? Public assistance,
yeah.
Social Security.
I do get
some
of those.
You can use the help. You can use the help. And why not do that and, you know, utilize that webcam and just do it like a Zoom and do a show. Like, while you have your show on live, you can have viewers watch you do your show and read from the scripture that you wrote.
Okay.
That's
a
good
idea. All you need is a PayPal, and they'll send you, you know, $4.81 to hang on the line for an hour and watch you do your scriptures.
I'm not going to take any donations. Okay.
Well, you don't have to take donations. You could do it for free. But then I don't think you'd do it because I think you think everybody's out to get you, you know. I know some people are, but, you know, like I'm not out to bust your balls. I actually like talking to you. You're a good guy. You got a good heart. You know, never did me wrong.
No, I try not to do anybody wrong. Okay?
Hey, whatever happened to that Jason guy?
I don't know.
The one who
stabbed his cousin? He just stopped calling in.
Same with Doug, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. What about Joe Gibson?
He hasn't called in.
Have you called his show lately?
Nah. Yeah.
I think you should mend things with Gibson and do a show for MandelCon passing away.
Oh, I didn't know he passed away.
Yeah, MandelCon died. He died of sickle cell.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe a tribute show, because you and MandelCon got along. I know that. He's came on your show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How many shows have you done, Ken?
Oh, I've done quite a number of shows. I've been doing shows since March of 2015.
March of 2015? Wow. All right, would you ever do another show like Bloody Buckets?
No. Yeah. I was just
that
something
was
I
fun.
Was
fun. You were a DJ. in your chat, the brain injury radio is saying to call him. Are you going to bring him on the line?
If you call, yeah, I'll bring him on.
Oh, he's saying call him, add him on the line for whatever reason, 210-930-9300. 3669. I know Blog Talk Radio has the capability to dial out. I don't know if you could. That's all up to you if you want to bring them on your show. But. Seems legit.
Well,
I mean, they're offering
yeah,
to pay
you
to go on their show.
He can call in.
Yeah, that's true. He can call in. So, Ken, what are you cooking for dinner? You're making tamales, right?
Yeah, that's tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night? You're going to go say hi to your mother and father?
They're passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
I'm the only one left in the family.
Day? Oh, really? What did your dad do in his prime?
He was a landscaper.
He was a landscaper? What was your dad's name?
Billy.
Billy Fishman?
No, not Fishman.
Is Fishman from your mom's side?
Huh?
Is Fishman from your mother's side?
Yeah.
So what was your mom's name?
Diane.
Diane? And do you got any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, but they passed away too.
They all passed away, so you have no family left?
No family left.
What about your kid? Do you have a kid?
Yeah, I have children from a previous marriage.
That's family, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
When
was
the last time
you
talked to them and seen them for Christmas? Well, why not? Why not mend the fence, man? Mend the fence.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, exactly. Oki knows.
Yeah. You already said you don't have any family left.
Ken,
yeah,
I'm not telling you what to do, but they're family, man. You know, life's short, man. It ain't worth it. I think you should mend the fence with a lot of people, Kent included.
Amen.
I've already put the olive branch out, okay, many a time.
Have you called his YouTube show where he takes calls?
No.
You should just wait for someone to let you know that his YouTube show's on and just call him. Mend the fence. You guys were a fantastic duo together. That's when I first started listening. Yeah, Kent was
yeah,
a little
I
bit
know.
Weird.
That's way back in the day.
Yeah, way back. Anyway, I don't want to hold you up. Do you have any more callers?
Nope. It's just you two.
No one else? Just us?
Huh.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. What about Wanda? How's she doing?
She doesn't call in anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Up, I guess. I don't know.
Isn't that your lady?
Huh?
Was that your ex-wife with the kids?
No. We were just friends. Just friends.
The friends with benefits, Ken?
No benefits.
Ken, can we circle back? You mentioned you were stationed in Germany and South Korea. I was wondering which army base you were at.
Well, I got a couple. Okay, when I was in Germany, I was in Wiesbaden for a while. Okay.
Crazy. Where is that, Ken? What city?
Wiesbaden?
Okay, yeah, yeah, like what part of Germany?
Southern Germany.
Oh, yeah, my dad was stationed in Stuttgart.
Stuttgart?
Yeah.
Ken, what was it that you did in New York?
In New York?
Yeah, did you go to like a medic school or something?
I went to a licensed practical nurse school. Yes.
You were a nurse?
Yep.
So you know how to treat head injuries. That's perfect. Maybe you can help that radio station.
Maybe. Okay. Well, listen, guys. I'm going to call it a night.
Can you close out
Whoa.
With a song?
I'm going to close out with a song, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, can I pick the song?
Huh?
Can I pick the song?
If it's
actually, you know what? This is Christmas. Yeah, Oki, you pick the song.
I got nothing. I'm sorry, Ken. I got to tell you, I'm not a huge fan of your music. You know, it's a little bit slow for my taste. Sorry.
Can you play something from Cradle of Filth?
From who?
Oh.
Cradle of Filth?
Cradle of Filth.
Yeah.
Are they religious?
Yes, sir.
I think that's a good
just
idea.
Pick any one of those songs. They're like gothic,
let me,
but
let me see.
They don't sound very godly.
They're metal. It's okay. Metal's not bad.
Okay.
You know, I have
You can't even understand what they're saying.
Play the second one.
Okay. I'll play How Be Thy Name by Cradle of Filth.
Amen.
All right. Awesome, Ken. Hey, Tony. I know you can hear me. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas, guys.
Yep.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Oh, that was How Will Be Thy Name by Trey Wolfville. All righty. Hello?
Kane, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still on the line. You got any callers?
Nope, just you.
Just me. All right. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, man. I won't hold you up.
All righty, you too. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless you. Okay? We're looking forward to doing the show next Friday with Brain Injury Radio. Okay? So, God bless. Have a great New Year's. And see y'all next week. Amen.